Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian Jacob Ruga, R-U-G-A. As you know, previously evaluated, Mr. Ruga, as described in the reports listed above. Pretty is now a 36-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 5/13/15 when a piece of steel fell like a tree and struck his hip area. Pretty, as a result, he believes he injured his hip, back, and leg and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Pretty, he has since undergone multiple surgeries in the last 2 years afterwards. Pretty, this included surgery on his hip and back. Most recently, he has been treating himself by swimming and getting massages. His back spasm recurred in 2022 when he sought treatment and has since resolved. That's in that section is normal. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 3/21/17. He then applied for review of that award. New paragraph. Amongst the new documentation is an orthopedic report from Dr. DiBernera dated 5/25/22. For a need for treatment evaluation. He noted initially right hip closed reduction was performed. For the following day, he underwent open reduction internal fixation of the pelvis. He also had a lumbar spine fracture treated conservatively. He was treated with massages prior to COVID and did get help with his discomfort from this. He started developing back spasms with activity. He had updated x-rays in the office. Scratch that. He was referred to updated x-rays of the right knee and lumbar spine. Given diagnostic assessments of right hip pain, lumbar pain, and acute pain of the right knee. These studies were done on 8/11/22 to be inserted. He followed up with Dr. DiBernera 3/10/26/22. He had signed up for swimming classes at the YMCA, which Dr. DiBernera thought would help him. He did think the back needed to be evaluated by a specialist. He was released from care and no restrictions were imposed. New paragraph. Mr. Ruga. Was then seen by Dr. Del Soto for a need for treatment evaluation. He rendered diagnoses of lumbalgia, for which he recommended updated diagnostic studies. On 12/12/22, he noted the petitioner had undergone these studies. The petitioner also related in February of this year he was playing basketball with his family. Pretty bent to pick up the ball and had severe spasm in the lower back that lasted 10 to 12 seconds. Over the next 2 week period, he had 4 week episodes of severe low back spasm. Dr. De La Soto referenced the results of the lumbar spine x-rays and MRI from 12/8/22. He found Mr. Ruga to be neurologically intact with negative straight leg raising bilaterally. he did not recommend further treatment on the lumbar spine, but advised him to continue to stay active. Period, he had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed a healed 4-inch open scar, the lateral right thigh, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, that is normal. Hips and pelvis normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. Impressions, we will insert what's marked from my latest report in the impressions section. New paragraph. After being evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Brady returned to Dr. DiVernero on 5/25/22. Period. He underwent updated x-rays and MRI. Period. He was treated conservatively. Period. He eventually saw Dr. De La Soda on 11/28/22. Period. Updated x-rays were done, and he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Very provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, had full range of motion of both lower extremities, including the hips. Period, provocative maneuvers of the hips and pelvis were negative. Period, he had healed surgical scarring about the lateral right thigh. Period, and then we'll insert my estimates of permanency and causation from the prior report.